Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to our brand new segment here on the podcast, Tough Love Thursdays. I am so excited to be diving in every single Thursday with a short tough love truth in just 10 minutes or less that will support you in opening your mind, diving deep, and facing the real truth of what's really holding you back on your sugar freedom journey. I'm recording these live over in my private Facebook group every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can find the link in the show notes below to come and join us live in on the action or tune in here on the podcast every single week. Are you ready to open your mind and look at your life, your habits, and your addictive patterns with food through a brand new lens? Amazing. Then let's do this. Hello, hello, everyone. Hello. Welcome to another Tough Love Thursday. First of all, I'm recording this live, as some of you know, in my private Facebook group called Simply Balanced Health. And I replay these the following week on my podcast, Beyond Sugar Freedom Podcast. So I just want to do a huge shout out first before we dive into today's amazing Tough Love Truth to all the new members who have joined here in our incredible Facebook group over the last week or so. We're having amazing amounts of women joining us who are ready to really do the deep inner work and heal their relationship with sugar for good in 2024 at the upcoming Sugar Freedom Bootcamp. So if you're listening to this video or you're listening to this on the podcast and you haven't yet heard about the Sugar Freedom Bootcamp, you're going to want to join. It is a free 3-day live training that I put together from my heart to yours, really consolidating and helping you take action, not just information. We're going to be actually going through some practices and exercises that you are going to be able to apply in your sugar freedom toolbox to finally feel different in your body, in your connection with yourself, and obviously in the way that you relate to sugar and those numbing and coping mechanisms that are there. This is a mind-blowing training. I host this once a year, and it's actually been over a year since I've hosted the last one. So this is just an incredible gift, and that I'm excited to be offering this for free. And then after that bootcamp is over, I will be officially opening enrollment for the Break Free from Sugar program that kicks off the first week of February. This is my signature 10-week program for women who are really ready to dive in and do the work together over a 10-week period of time. So I'll be sharing more information about that. Just wanted to give you a heads up. Okay, that's enough of that. Let's get into today's topic. And I want to share something honestly with all of you. I had a completely different topic that I was going to share today. And 5 minutes ago, I decided to change it because I've been having a lot of conversations lately in email and in Messenger, and also actually on my group call that in my community that I host just a few days ago. And this topic really just feels more authentic and feels really needed right now. So as you can tell, probably from the title of this video, we're talking about being normal. So the tough love, sister, that I have to share with you today is that you need to stop striving to be normal, because it is keeping you sick. Attempting to fit in and be normal is the reason you are addicted to sugar and you're unhealthy and you are in all the bad habits that you're in. Now, hear me out. This might seem weird, right? Because I know deep down there are a lot of you listening to this that just want to be normal. I want to have a normal relationship with sugar. I want to have, right? The whiny voice comes out because that's our inner child, right? I just want to be like everyone else. I want it to be easy. Why can't my life be normal? Why can't my relationship with food be normal? And we kind of have this, whether you're aware of it or not, that thought pattern is going on in your subconscious. There's this drive that we seem to all have to fit in, right? I mean, we are going to dive deeper into that in the bootcamp. This fitting in is a big part of what's keeping you stuck in the sugar roller coaster. But in terms of like attempting to be normal, I hear this word a lot and it drives me crazy. And it actually, I went on a bit of a rant on my coaching call the other day that was very well received, but that's what I wanted to bring here for all of you, because the truth is, look around at the world that we live in. Look around at what normal is.
Do you actually want to be normal? When I look around, I see normal as people being more disconnected from each other than ever, people being extremely obese, unhealthy, riddled with chronic disease due to their eating and lack of dealing with their traumas. I see people addicted to sugar. I see people addicted to alcohol. I see people completely numbing and escaping, having no idea how to really be with themselves anymore and be connected with their body. I see people completely avoiding emotions, right? This idea that it's normal to not feel any challenging emotions. This is bullshit. That's not normal. That's actually extremely unhealthy. So when I look around now, I see the word normal. We unfortunately live in a time and space in our society now where normal is extremely toxic, unhealthy. Seriously, look around at what normal food is. Like, what is the average person out there actually consuming and doing? And I want to propose to you that what you want to do instead is be the opposite of normal, right? The old ways of like living and being, or the not even old ways, the ways that exist now, right, are women riddled with anxiety and depression and people pleasing, never putting themselves first, being stuck in these perfectionism tendencies, binging on sugar, being in the guilt and the shame that come from just gaining weight and eating crap, even though they want to stop. They're like, if any of this resonates with you, then congrats, you're normal. You're normal because this is what 99% of our population and the culture that we live in is living. But I'm also willing to bet that you don't want those things. So in order for us to actually heal our relationship with food, to heal our relationship with ourselves and our emotions and find a sense of peace and freedom in all areas of our lives, not just with food, we actually have to radically be willing to be the opposite of normal. And what is the opposite of normal? It is to be authentic. It is to be you. It is to actually know who you really are and what really works for your body and not worry about what others around you are doing. Because others around you are sick and dying and extremely toxic in the way that they're thinking and the way that they're acting and the way that they're being, right? We live in a sick culture, mentally, physically. I personally do not subscribe to that. And I want all of you to also hit unsubscribe on the quest to becoming normal. That's just a quest for disaster. And instead, taking these steps into really becoming your true authentic self and learning for yourself what works and what doesn't work and what is true and what isn't true, because ultimately there's no one guidepost for any of that. It's your unique body, your unique energetic blueprint, your unique lifestyle. And this is exactly why I host the Sugar Freedom Bootcamp, because, and my programs, is helping women step out of outsourcing their health and attempting to constantly look outside for this magic pill and solution, and instead learn that the truth of the matter is all the answers are within. And this truth that we have become so disconnected from what it even means to be a human being, let alone a feeling, emotional, messy roller coaster of a life that we're here to experience, and how to actually embrace and tune into our intuition, our inner truth, our inner guiding post, our divine alignment with whatever it is you believe in as a higher power that is here to guide you. And I know my mission. I know who I am. I know what purpose I am here on the planet for. And I want to support you in developing and connecting with that yourself. And this may all seem a little like, how does this have to do with helping me break free from sugar? Well, I hope that some of that makes sense. And as I said, I'm going to be explaining a lot more of this in more than just 10-minute stint at the upcoming Sugar Freedom Bootcamp. So if you're not registered, come and get registered. I'll drop the link below here. And I want to hear, for anyone who's listening to this and resonating with this, I want you to drop a me in the comments below if this is something that you've caught yourself in, this quest to be normal. You know, I just want to be normal. I just want to have ease in all areas of my life. And that's actually false, right? But I want to hear in the comments below. Calling yourself out is step one, right? That's what these Tough Love Thursdays are all about. Me in the comments below if you relate to this quest that is just driving you into becoming one of the many who are sick in our culture. And if you want to do it differently, and if you're ready to actually step into your authenticity and your truth and the ultimate essence of who you are, and live by that without guilt, without shame, without worrying about whatever the heck other people are thinking of you, without judging yourself for being different, right? We need to become comfortable with being different. And if you're ready for that and you want that, drop a one in the comments below. The number one, I want to hear who's actually ready to commit to this journey for themselves, to become more authentic, to become more in tune, to live more freely. And in my opinion, to achieve ultimate emotional, mental, spiritual, physical food freedom. Drop that one in the comments below if you're ready to come on this journey with me. And if you're coming to the boot camp, of course, that is where we're going to continue this conversation. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode. This is, obviously you can tell this is one that I want to rant on forever, but I hope that this was really powerful. This quick little snippet for you to really open your mind and look around, and perhaps even as a homework action item, to start making a list of, like, in your current reality, whether it's at work or the TV that you watch or at home, your culture, the town you live in, the country you live in, what is normal when it comes to health? What is normal when it comes to eating and health? And really take a look at the broader spectrum outside of maybe even your little network of people that you associate with, and start getting an idea that you don't want to be normal. It's actually a very scary picture when we start looking at what normal is in this day and age. All right, everyone, thanks so much. And I look forward to seeing you at the upcoming boot camp. And of course, same time, same place next week. Bye, everyone.